This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. Boy, I tell you, BMW, Porsche, or Mini, you want to kind of get away from the dealer, you can go there. They've got over 40 years experience, and are they good at what they do? You want to do a little SCCA? You want to do a little Porsche Club? They do that as well. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. Well, young lady, are we feeling okay? Just a little slight bend in the nose.
Yeah, just sore from head to toe, but nothing that warrants a doctor's visit.
And Brittany, or not, I mean, number 37 has got
she's
a black
eye.
She's got
I
a black eye.
Yeah.
On the right side.
She did her job. She protected the motor and she protected me.
Yeah.
And Darren Brent will give her a little love and we'll be back.
Yes, not next week, but the week after.
We'll see.
Okay.
It's a little more damage than usual.
Of course, I will have to tell you, folks, I've been told I'm not allowed back on the track.
My crew may have suggested
that I never come back again. I have to wait till after Brittany's done racing.
It was nice to see you in your cowboy hat and your little monkey.
And the one time I show
the
up.
The one time is the first time Steve's ever seen
Let's
her.
Get to these great
yeah,
guests
my
you've
gosh,
got
we
here.
We have a racing family with them. I just met them today and I love them already. It's drag racing to be specific.
Yes.
Please welcome Richie Kennedy and Chase Sullivan.
How you doing, Chase?
I'm doing good today. Glad to be on the radio.
Yeah, and you're probably even gladder when you get rid of the crutches, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, but they look cool. Kennedy, how are you today?
Feeling really good.
You know, I was thinking about this because Dad will tell you, you know, for some reason, girls do really well in junior drag racing.
Oh, yeah. She's got a win under her belt. At least one. How many?
One.
Yeah. She's got a big one win?
Two.
Two.
Your coach says two.
And you're two seasons in and you already have two wins.
Because you started racing when what? You were how old?
Seven.
How old are you now?
Nine.
Okay, so you've run a couple seasons. What got you into it? You just wanted to do what your brother was doing, or?
No, my dad told me, and I thought it would be fun, so I tried it, and
yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. See, how about you, Chase?
One of our friends, Bob Hughes, just got me and my dad into it.
I think he was born to race. Like, I just met him 30 minutes ago, and the kid's born to
how many,
race.
How many wins you got under your belt?
Right now, I have six.
Ooh. Wow. How long you been racing? How many years?
7 years.
Wait, okay. Did you say you had a win in Vegas?
Yes.
Vegas, Dave.
Look, I'm getting goosebumps.
Vegas.
Look, I'm getting goosebumps. Was that pretty exciting?
It was very exciting, especially because I lost the 3 years after there or before that.
Oh, so that was your first win in Vegas, huh? And you just
so that was the NHRA Junior Drag Racing Race of Champions that he won.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
so you had to work to get to that champion level, right?
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, look, I know. We're just Chase, getting goosebumps look. All over.
So, you know, just like, Dad, these are awesome opportunities and lessons you're teaching. I think of Kennedy where she said, I tried it and I liked it. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge thing, even with my eighth graders, like just try it. Don't tell me you don't like it. You haven't tried it yet.
Yep.
And then for him to lose and lose and lose and still pursue and then you win.
Yeah.
Those are two huge lessons.
That's right. It's just like Brussels sprouts.
No, it's not unless
it's
you put
exactly
bacon on it.
Like
deep fried
Brussels.
Cheese, bacon.
No, but it's just like Brussels sprouts. If you say I hate Brussels sprouts,
okay, before
I
trying
hate them,
it. Okay.
You got to at least try. Then yes. You can hurl it across the room. It's perfectly okay.
So remember that, Kennedy. On anything, at least try it before you say no. You know that it works. You're not going to love everything.
No, I mean, you never know. I mean, but it's now. Let me ask you this. We'll go to Chase first. You get the luxury of driving, right? Do you have to work on the car?
Yes, I do. Attaboy. I help my dad every weekend pretty much working on the car.
Yeah. So, and I think that's important. Go ahead, Britt.
Well, no, then is it like setup or cleaning? Like, what do you do?
I do a lot of like, you have to take off like weight and stuff and put it back on.
Okay. Yeah. Now, here's the, I guess the toughest part about this is that when you go out, and let's say you lose, heaven forbid. Now you got to come back to your dad and tell him why you lost, right? So that's a learning curve, correct? You don't know if maybe the tire pressure wasn't right or something wasn't right. So that's the hardest part, I think, for you, right?
Yeah, it's pretty hard for me, but luckily I have a good crew chief that keeps the car dialed.
There you go.
Ah, keeps the car dialed.
So
love
talking
it.
To dad.
Now learning the language.
Let's get a little history on dad. Have you drag raced before?
Yeah, so my dad drag raced growing up. He okay. grew up with all of the local guys in East County racing cars, Carlsbad, stadium, all of it. I drive now. I have a race car I drive.
Still. Oh, yeah? What class are you in?
It's Super Pro. It's a bracket car.
Okay.
So,
which is even harder.
Yeah. I race against some of the best guys here in the county, man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's where I came from. My dad brought me up in it. It's a great sport.
Well, and you knew, look what it did for you.
Yeah.
It made you the person you are today.
Yep.
And if you can share that with these two, yep. you know, I don't know, that just looks like Brittany Force.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Doesn't
now
she,
you
though?
Say it.
I know. I just had to say it. I just couldn't help myself. So Chase, is this something that you'd probably like to do and make a living at it?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about making a living out of it with my dad.
Yeah. I mean, because I think dad, he's doing well.
Doing all right.
Does he listen?
Oh, yeah.
Ask him.
I'll be honest with you.
Not because he's your kid.
That kid can drive a race car better than I can.
Really?
He knows, his track awareness is unreal.
Yeah?
And he's able to listen to, like, RJ Simrock, one of the best bracket racers
right.
in the county.
Yeah, without a doubt.
This kid listens to him.
Wow.
And he's like a sponge. It's yeah. unreal.
Yeah,
she's getting it.
He's almost ready to cry. You
know,
it's
that?
Tough.
I know.
It's tough.
Well, yeah. but hey, I mean, this is awesome.
Making him proud.
Making him proud.
Making
there
him
you
proud.
Go. So Kennedy, what do you do when you get in the car? I mean, do you have any kind of a ritual?
I have a million.
Yeah, I do. I usually just like have ashes, like little bottles of ashes, and I just hold it and breathe in and out.
They're very good.
Breathing.
So how are you doing on reaction time?
Pretty good.
Does your dad bought you something at home so you can practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First time I was out in a dragster, I cut an 04 light and I won the race.
Oh, you're getting thumbs up for Chase.
Dude. No, I'm just like you are, Chase, boy. You hand me a steering wheel, I'm gone, man. So how are you doing on your reaction time? You practice as well?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to get back into the rotation of practicing again.
Yeah. Well, once your leg.
Oh, doctor's orders.
Let's see, what leg is broken? Is it the clutch or the accelerator?
It's the brake.
Oh, you don't need the brakes.
Yeah.
Heck with those things. Those things are a pain.
They're overrated.
Yeah, they're way overrated. No one.
Dave, this kid, I raced a couple months ago. We were at the track. We were running one of the events at Barona. And I was late, and I knew I was late. I came back with my loser slip. And he walks up next to the car, and he looks at me and goes, Dad, what are you doing, making pizza on the starting line?
Stop it. Did you say that, Chase? That's awesome.
Well, he would have said
that's
it to
awesome.
You, right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is awesome.
No, that's healthy banter.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy banter.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you got to have fun. So where do you go to school?
I go to school at Carlton Hills down in Santee.
And let me guess, you got real good grades, huh?
Very good. 4.0.
Otherwise,
oh, nice.
Otherwise, you don't have a
it
race
car.
It
took you a while to ask that question.
Yeah,
it's
I know. Well,
usual question here.
You know, I don't want to throw school in the middle of a Sunday. What about you, Kennedy? You got good grades?
Yeah. Dad's giving a thumbs up. She's just being humble.
Well, it's so important. It's so important. I mean, because I think racing, and I'm going to say this now before we go, because we've got to take a break, and then we're going to talk to Barona, hopefully.
Yeah, yes.
Hopefully.
Yes. I have confirmation.
Is he on? Is he off?
He's They're off. Calling, Dave.
When you get home, you go home and you buy a diary. Both of you. You go buy them each a diary. And every night before you go to bed, you write about your day. How did your day go? You could keep it to racing if you'd like, but if you write on how your day went, when you get my age or your dad's age, you could write a book, you could do a movie, and you'll make all the money in the world. Because your story, her story, his story, your story, and my story are all number one. Because we've all going to go through life, and we're all going to have different paths. We're all going to have different experiences. And people like to know about what other people do. Trust me. Think about that. Now let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very good. The segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. You're looking for new, used, great service. And did you know their service department will work on every single car in your driveway? That's right. They work on it all. El Cajon Ford, where family is family. Just go to ElCajonMotors.com. All right. I guess we got Todd Salazar on the line. No.
Well, Dirt Dude.
Oh, Dirt Dude. You said Todd Salazar.
Dirt Dude told me Todd was calling.
Dirt Dude.
I was hoping he would call in, yeah. I wanted to give him first shot before we just started babbling on. You know, it's really hard on the Salazar family right now. Todd and Trisha are in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Their daughter, Lexi, was involved in an accident on Thursday, and she is in pretty critical condition.
Oh.
It's bad enough. Todd didn't even come to track this week.
Yeah, I didn't see him. Thursday. I didn't see him.
He got the call Thursday, and he left. He's been out there ever since. They're waiting for her to do recovery so that they can actually do major surgery. She has a lot of damage.
Wow.
And, you know, so, but he just wanted to call and thank everyone because he's had such an outpouring of.
Well, I was going to just say, make sure you tell him our hearts and prayers. And if there's anything we can do, all he has to do is ask, and it's there.
I talked to him this morning. He was on his way to the hospital from the place he's staying at.
Right.
He goes, dude, he's had so many people reach out to him, and people he, like, I didn't think we were even friends anymore, and people were just reaching out to him. But, I mean, it brings out the best in everybody.
Well, sure.
In a situation like this, because, you know, there's nothing you can do, but you want to help. You want to try and do anything you can.
Racers are family. You know, we might bicker and squawk and squeak and what have you, and yell at each other and bang on each other out on the track. But when it comes to family, when they need help, we're here for each other. So you make sure that I'll have to reach out to him as well. So
yeah, like I said, he just wanted to call and just, you know, thank everybody. And
yeah,
I can give him that off.
That's awesome.
But then, like I said, I will call and be on hold in case he doesn't call in, so we can go over, you know, the great day we had at the track, because, you know, we still went forward and had a day.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s. It was not.
Yeah, I got a little bit of stuff. Hey, by the way, what do I always complain about at the track? What's the only thing I ever complain about, other than the fact
food?
No, I still couldn't find it. But that's another story.
You're on a mini bike. You could go everywhere.
Sound system. I was sitting in the stands to the west. I could barely hear you. You were talking like the president.
Wait. Okay, was this the backside of, like, turn two or on the straightway?
He was in
turn four.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, that one is
pit,
quiet because
area.
That's the one that overlooks the pit one.
They
keep that one quieter because then that way people in the pits can still hear the announcement in the pits and
I am moving to another location. But
if you run the front straightaway or the back straightaway. And if I actually get into it, like someone was like, dude, you were loud last night.
You should go to the turn two rowdies.
I should.
I can actually just.
And by the way, I'm not.
Commercial, blow your head off.
By the way, I'm not allowed off the track anymore. I just want you to know.
You can support the track in many ways. Just don't show up.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know.
You don't race on the track.
Well, no. I'm bad luck. I mean, Brittany had her issues. PJ or Paul Dyke had his issues. Everybody that I
support. It's a learning experience. I mean, Brittany, God, you were just after it last night, girl. I was like, wow. She's like third, fourth. I'm like, man, you were just running. And then at the end when got caught up in, you know, blind incident kind of thing, yeah. I was like, oh, man. I just.
It's dirt track racing. That's what my boys taught me.
I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, dang, what is that girl up to?
I'm trying new things this year, and it's working.
No, you know what the answer I say? Her job is driving her crazy.
I teach in San Diego Unified.
She teaches, and she gets out, and when she gets behind the wheel of a car, everything she's just freaking out about is what she's running over.
There's truth to that.
It's probably one of those things now, you know, like when you buy a new car, the first year, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to eat in it. You're not going to do anything with it because you're afraid of damaging it. Yeah. She's had this car long enough. She's like, let's take it for a run. Let's see what it does.
Yeah, I know.
I'll eat in this thing now.
And I got one other question. I don't know what number car it was, but it was in the kids event in the center track. And I can't remember the number of the car, but that thing was bouncing like a pogo stick.
There was a car. I saw that one too. It was one of the mini dwarfs.
What is that? Why does it do that?
It's a combination, probably air pressure. They're a solid rear axle, and then the mini dwarfs.
This little kid was. I mean, I'm surprised he could even see out the window. Yeah, that kid needs a kidney belt.
Chirping. It was just like it's one of those things that if you have a hard. Like if you put too much air pressure on one side and when you come at the corner, it actually gets where it hops and then it's just like a basketball.
Yeah, once it starts.
Goes more.
Yeah, once it starts, it's boing, 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 boing. Anyway, all right, so talk about last night. By the way, weather was great. Fans were great. It cooled off at night. Didn't need to wear a jacket. And then the
nice moon.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say it.
I wasn't distracted by it.
I didn't even know it was a full moon.
It was behind you.
It was behind you. I'm not looking over my shoulder at that track anymore. So
yeah, I don't blame you.
I just want to go forward. Yeah, we were like kind of time constrained. We're truly a lot going on trying to get through that one.
Yeah.
We'll just jump into our kids, our junior division first. Bryson Byford in a sportsman mini dwarf got a main event win. Caden Johnson and a Masters mini dwarf. He was in the junior sprint last time. Yeah, he got a main event win too, so that was good to see.
That's Growing Up Garage.
Growing Up Garage. Yep.
Gage Baldwin had a main event win in the junior sprints, and his brother was the one, Cam Baldwin, that had the fire.
The fire, yeah.
Had the fire. And we had just talked about that before, like in the morning, like in the afternoon. Like, before the driver's meeting or the
I watched
meeting.
That race. When was the fire?
Yeah, it was a ball of fire.
Main event, chain came off, broke the fuel line, and when it started spraying out, it got on the motor, started a fire. When he went into the infield, Nick
Novak
was there, got him out of the car, but then, you know, the fuel was still coming out, so they kept on pushing the car till they got a fire extinguisher to put the fire out, but he got out of the car. Little bruise because I'm getting out of the car. He got out of the car.
Well,
fast.
Novak is not a little guy. He probably just reached in and drug him out like a.
He talked to his mom and he was like, "I'm so sorry, I ripped your kid out of the car." She's like, "No, I mean, I'd rather have bruises than having, you know, having anything else going on in his life."
They actually checked our firewalls and tech yesterday because of our previous guest. Last week's guest starting a fire too, so that we had to go over. We usually take our rear end off, and they're like, "Take your hood off," and they're looking. What are you looking at? Can you tell us? He goes, "We're checking the firewalls of every car."
There is so much safety, and like every time something happens, you learn this.
Sure.
You know? Like the fires that we had last time, turns out he had two switches. He had a master switch, then he had a fuel pump switch. His fuel pump switch wasn't hooked to the master switch. So when he had his fire, they hit the master switch, and it didn't shut off his fuel pump.
Gotcha.
Because he had his fuel pump on a different switch.
Wow. All right, go to your next division.
IMC, on the big track, the Sport Mods, Jason Aldridge got a main event win. That car looks strong.
It did.
Brian Fitzgibbons and the IMCA Street Stock. That car looks strong, too. I mean, I was like, you're on cruise control tonight, man. That thing was
it's
just
beautiful, too. The car is
very beautiful. Yeah.
Lightning Sprints ran wingless last night. 18 Dalton Sexton got a main event win.
Yeah.
And they looked good and fast. Our dwarf cars, man, there was a bunch there last night. 17, Mike Tobiasen got a main event win. Like I said, Brittany looked strong.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, we had three guys from Ventura.
Yeah, they came down.
Yeah, she kissed. She kissed one of them.
Yeah, I ended the night with one of them.
Did you get your money back on that?
I was going to say, did he write you a check?
No, no, it wasn't his fault.
I was going to say, it wasn't
his fault.
Someone
pushed him and he turned and yeah. It was race, turn track racing.
I called it a race incident, the kind of thing. It's one of those, you're wrong spot, wrong time.
Yep.
You know, and it's one of
it
those,
happens.
Like, you didn't
but I would paint like great big red lips on the front of 37. Great big red.
My mom used to have that on her helmet when she rode motorcycles—a big pair of lips.
See, that's what
her.
You should put on the front of your car. Well, at least that way, at least they got that's kissed funny. When that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
On the Bonafides, Matt Hicks got a main event win. They looked good and fast. Pony Stocks. Someone actually got a main event win, but got disqualified. So second place got put in the spot. So Lucas Vanderstay got a main event win.
That's not the first time for that division.
No. And then, so next race is May 28th. We're featuring Arizona late, mini late models, IMC modified, sport compacts, IMC sport compacts, IMC sport mods, pure stocks, dwarfs, SoCal mowers, and our junior drivers, and we are starting an hour later.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, because Brad brought that up, so that sounds like a lot of divisions and a late start, and I understand it's...
Six divisions.
Yeah, but are you going to do an hour later or an hour earlier?
No, starting at 7.
Hour later. We're starting, it's considered the summertime change, because we're going to start an hour later, so that way, like, all of our junior drivers and everyone doesn't have to sit in their car and staging for 20, 30 minutes when it's still 90 degrees out.
Oh, gotcha.
Hopefully, we usually start at 5:50, so 6-ish. So we'll start 7-ish now, and then hopefully, if everything runs smooth, we might be done 10, 11. We might be a little bit hour later, but we still might get through the night a little bit easier.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well, hey, again, as soon as you hang up, you call the Salazars and you give them our best and tell them anything that they need from, you know, Brittany or I, all they have to do is ask.
Okay, I'm sure. Like I said, everyone's been so supportive and trying to help the family any way they can. Like I said, they are so appreciative to everybody. They want everyone to know that they are very thankful for everyone being there for them.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you for calling in, and thank you for calling the race, and I will move over to your location.
Oh, hey, I got real quick, a shout-out to Brandon Justina. Helped me last night. I had a co-announcer, Brandon Justina, so he had fun.
Couldn't hear him either.
Oh, my gosh, Dave.
All right, buddy. So, and it was good seeing you last night, too.
Put your hearing aids in, old man.
Oh, I don't wear those, silly. I don't wear plugs either. All right, man, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Delosio's calling in. It's Night of Destruction next weekend. You should take the 37.
Talk about her like that.
That wasn't funny.
No.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
Answer.
You got
very good. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Man, I tell you what, folks, if you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have missed out. That track scares me from the stands, because those guys are stupid fast, but they like ballet. They get out there, and man, I tell you, and they have an announcer that'll knock your socks off. This guy, I can hear this announcer.
Oh, jeez.
I can hear him really, really, really good. Scott Delosio, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. You probably wish you left your hearing aids at home if you're listening to me.
No, I love it. Hey, did you like that little pug video I sent you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I got three of them kicking back with me right now waiting for hockey.
Waiting for what? Oh, that ice thing. Okay, I got you. So how'd it go last night?
Went real good. You know, we had a nice crowd. We had a good field of cars. Had over 50 cars for four divisions. Got to the main events. We had a couple really good main events and a couple main events that were good, but they had too much crashing in them. But, you know, that's part of racing, unfortunately. And what can you say? I mean, it was a good night all around. The car count is continuing to grow.
Yay.
And we're happy.
Well, that's the main thing. That's the main thing. But you wanted to talk about next Saturday.
Yeah, I just pulled up a picture of the double-decker to show our guests.
Yeah, next Saturday, we go back to Night of Destruction. That's our most popular show, and it's that way all across the country.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to promoters in the Midwest, the East, the South, their biggest drawing shows are Night of Destruction. So we're going to do that next Saturday. As always, we'll have figure eight racing, a figure eight trailer race, mini stocks, which they race actually on a road course. And it's anything goes in the mini stocks, just like Democross. You want to hit somebody, you can do it. The Democross is that on the big quarter mile track where anything goes. Then the double deckers, where you have two people and two cars, person in the bottom controls the brakes and the throttle, the person on top controls the steering. And added for next Saturday night, you know, if you've been around Paris Auto Speedway a long time, you know Don Kazarian, the promoter, hooked up with helping the Relay for Life, so the American Cancer Society, several years ago. And I don't know the exact total, but due to the generosity of fans, drivers, sponsors, Don and his wife, and they've raised, I want to say, over $135,000 over the past few years. So next Saturday, there's going to be a Crush Cancer Demolition Derby added to the show. A gentleman by the name of Bob McGinty, who's involved with the Relay for Life, he puts all the cars together, and it's a bunch of the big donors who donate money to fight cancer are going to be the drivers. Well, he came up last year with two extra cars, and we auctioned those cars off to fans before the race. And I think we weren't sure. We were trying to figure that out last night. We think they went for like $800 a piece. And we're going to do that again. And this year, Bob McGinty, he's got three cars. So three people in the stands are going to bid on before the deal starts. They're going to bid on the cars. You know, they pay cash or by credit card. And a few minutes later, they'll be out in the racetrack. We supply the helmets, and they'll be out there in a demolition derby.
That is awesome.
That really, really is. I'm telling you, should be fun. So when are you going to get behind?
Yeah,
the
you know, it's a thing Don took to heart. You know, when they first approached him, I don't know how many years ago it was. It's 10 or 12 years, guesstimate. And it's just, it's snowballed. You know, he's been involved with it heavy ever since. Mm-hmm. And it's one of his main priorities at the racetrack. And it's actually the kickoff for us fundraising. And if this goes to the Relay for Life, the Riverside East County chapter, this is actually the kickoff. It's going to be spread over several different nights, including sprint cars, other nights of destruction, July 2nd. So, like I say, I mean, when he first started, he didn't know how much money they could raise. And every year it's been over $10,000 or $12,000.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, it's all about racers. That's what they do. They give back. And the fans.
Yeah. Well, it's not just racers. You know, it's the people in the stands, too.
Right,
who
donate
a lot of that money.
Yeah.
It's the people, you know, in the pits. It's the sponsors. They all get involved with it, you know, and do different things. We had Stephen Fangmeyer's been on your show several times.
Oh, yeah. Bam Bam.
You know, he got on this. He got involved with it crazy heavy a few years ago. And one night, you know, he said, hey, I'm going to shave my head. So people bid, you know, to get his head shaved for the American Cancer Society, and we kind of made it possible that his mother got his late mom, who was a lovely lady. She's the one who got the winning ticket, we should say, and got to shave his head. You know, one year he raffled himself off to – he did limit it to ladies in the stands for a date. And all that money that they donated to that, you know, that went to the American Cancer Society. He had a special helmet one time that he donated. You know, he's a guy just, when it comes to the drivers, that's the driver who stands out, who did the most. They all do help us with it. But that guy just, you know, he went overboard on it, helped out so much.
You ought to shave your head for charity.
Yeah, as thick as my hair is right now, it's probably be a good idea.
I know.
I would get it done before next week, put it that way.
I was just going to say, because your hair is thick as a bush. I mean, that stuff must grow back, which I'm envious.
Some may suggest that you shave your beard for charity, Dave.
I would. Ha ha, fooled you.
Just throwing that out there.
Scott hasn't seen me in my beard.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, they, you know, during the COVID thing, KUSI said we need to shut down any patio segments for a while, and I was a little irritated because, you know, I want to bring on cars and drivers and racers and stuff, and so I said, fine.
You had a little revolt.
So I grew my beard, and I was thinking when I go back, they would say, yeah, get rid of that thing. No, they like it.
It's under control now. Yeah. It might have gotten a little out of control.
Well, it
there.
Needs to be. It needs to be trimmed right now. No, but that's looking, that's okay. Another story.
Yeah, same with my hair. My hair doesn't grow long; it grows out.
Yeah, I noticed. But
yeah, every morning I heavily suggest what mine should do, but sometimes it's like, nah.
It doesn't listen.
Nah.
So how are the championships cruising right along? Anybody running away with anything, or is this going to be tight to the end?
Well, you know, it's been, this is only our third stock car race of the year, so it's still fairly tight.
Okay.
Brandon Kelly, I know you've had him on before. Yeah. He won the street stock main last night, so he's won two of the first three.
Wow.
His father won the other one last month, but I'm not sure if he has taken the point lead yet because he did drop out of one race. Super Stocks, Tyson Talkington has been on with you. He was the point leader going in last night, and he was a point leader coming out, although he was involved in one of the big crashes early on. Fortunately for him, he got the carry on. One of the newer guys, a guy named David Urain, won the factory stocks for the second month in a row. And a new guy in the IMCA Sport Compact, that's a class that's, which is really cool. You got IMCA, you got an IMCA car, you can race from here to Florida to Maine to the state of Washington.
Wow.
It's legal. So we brought that class in last year, the IMCA Sport Compacts. I know they run at Barona, they run at Ventura, Mojave Valley. But a new guy named Edward Finger won the main event in a really good looking car, one of the Showtime cars out of the Fitzgibbon stables down there.
Yeah, they do put out some beautiful cars, I will admit.
Yeah, you know, so they got a win with that Sport Compact, and I saw that he won, Brian won down at Barona as well.
Yeah, I think that class is just taking off like crazy.
We started the first night, we had four cars, which was disappointing. We had six cars the second night. Last night, eight of them started the main event. I think 10 of them showed up.
Whoa.
So, you know, it's one of those deals where people can go out and they hear you say this. It's like, well, I can never race, but, you know, go in the neighborhood, see one of these cars with a sign on it for sale. And a lot of them, they're older. You can pick up for $400 or $500 and you can't do a lot to them.
Right. You know, exactly.
You're racing, it's pretty much a stock car. So once you got that $400 or $500, you got to get a fire suit and a helmet. You know, put a window net, you know, some other safety deals, but you can't pour a ton of money into them. And they're a lot of fun.
Right, right.
You know, they're just a whole lot of fun to race. So I think, like what you just said, that class is going to take off. I was watching a race Friday night from Marshalltown, Iowa, and they were part of the program there. Well, they had like 18 of those cars.
Yeah, 18. And I guess the car of choice is an Acura?
To my understanding, yes.
Because it comes with a dual overhead cam four-cylinder stock, and that Yeah, no, and that's the car that everybody and their brother is after.
Right, right. So, you know, and I mean, if you want to get crazy, you can have that same IMC Sport Compact and run it Night of Destruction, the mini stock.
Yep, right.
I mean, by the next IMC Sport Compact race, you may have nothing left of it.
But well, that's true, too. And that's one you guys, didn't that shock you guys that those guys wanted to run in the Night of Destruction?
Oh, when they wanted to run with a Democross car?
Yeah. Weren't you a little surprised?
You know, it makes a lot of sense because they're faster than those guys. They're quicker.
Yeah.
It's just, boy, you get caught. You could be in big time.
Yeah.
You know, an SUV mowing you over.
Yeah. And there are some big ones.
That only happened like twice last year. This year, they haven't been entering as much.
Oh,
maybe
really?
At the end of this season they will, and they're like,
probably so.
Yeah,
when they know they're either going to move up to another division
or get another car. A new one. Yeah, because I think I was there at the last one, and they were doing that.
Yeah.
If they've got a fast enough car, they can escape the carnage.
Yeah.
And if it just, you know, if they get caught, the car's probably going to get destroyed by the bigger vehicles.
But, oh, yeah.
The chance, being faster, you know, in a 20-lap race, it's a good chance, you know, they could win. It pays $500 to win, so why not try?
Yeah, what the heck?
You know, so you said the end of the year, you got, if your car gets destroyed, you got the whole winter to rebuild a new one.
Or go buy one for $500 because they're out there. All right, buddy. It's always great chatting with you. Folks, Night of Destruction next Saturday. Be there or be square. Still get tickets online. You can still walk up if you like. Cleanest bathrooms in the county and the best food on the planet. Scott, it's always great talking to you. Tell Don and the gang we said hi.
Will do. Appreciate the time.
Oh, anytime.
Take care, Scott.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's my man. That's Chase.
It's a good race name.
Now, did you do that on purpose, named him Chase, so he can go fast?
No, we named him after the bank.
Because he's just like the bank, right? You just keep dumping money into him.
Hey, he saves his own money. He's doing it good on his own.
Is he good?
Oh, yeah. He's real good.
Yeah, got a little side jobs here and there.
Or is it your race winnings?
No, it's actually my race winnings. Well, the race winnings go in the cars, but sure. Birthday yes. money and Christmas money.
Okay, so now I know you didn't think I was going to bring this up.
Uh-oh. I don't even know what he's going to ask you,
but you are
Chase.
On crutches.
Oh.
Can you tell us how that happened?
Okay.
Dad's going to hold you accountable to the truth.
Yes.
To the truth.
Okay, so we were out for a divisional up at Barona. And I took out the golf cart and a bunch of my buddies, and it kind of just fell over.
Kind of fell over. Just kind of fell over.
It, just, by the it way, really just crushed my leg.
We have this on tape. It kind of fell over.
Just kind of.
Yeah, it was just minding their own business, and then the wind.
Just fell over and crushed my leg.
The wind. Always use the wind.
Right, Kennedy?
Because it's windy
over.
Up there.
Yeah.
How bad? Just crack it or break it?
I literally broke my whole tibia in half.
Oh, nice.
Luckily, yeah. Not all the way through.
Dave, he was number three in the division going into this race. Number two. Sorry, Chase. Sorry. Number two.
Man, you know what his sister did?
What?
Right after that race?
Oh, no. So we took him, got his leg straightened back up. I said, hey, you want to go back to the track? He goes, yeah. So we show up to the track. She wins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
girl.
See? Now you have an edge on him because now he's got a broken leg, so you should get way ahead of him, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Right. Were you happy for your sister?
I was very happy to see that she's carrying on the Sullivan family racing.
Oh, oh God, this guy him. Is so
I
good. He's
going
to have his own radio show.
Oh, you know, Dad, since you know Nick Novak, mm-hmm. Your kids need to hang out. Jacob is amazing, too, just like your kids.
Oh, I'm sure. Have you ever been on Grown Up Garage?
He knows him.
I actually know the kid. I actually was hanging out with him at Elko and Car Show, but I've never been on Grown Up Garage.
Oh, you got to get on.
I wonder if they would. Yeah, because he does more dirt stuff.
He could do your own.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. See? I actually have a YouTube channel called SFR Drag Racing.
Oh, well, see, well, there you go. You want to say that again? Say the name again.
Okay, so it is capital SFR, capital D as in drag, and capital R in racing.
All right.
Okay.
So what do you do on the YouTube?
It's a lot of our cars. I'm working on showcasing our other friends' cars.
Okay.
And there's some RC cars on there too.
Cool. Oh, you like RC cars?
Yeah.
That's why your name's Chase. I was gonna buy one, and a friend of mine says, "Well, make sure you have a lot of money." I go, "Well, what am I gonna have a lot of money for?" Parts and pieces.
Ooh.
Parts and pieces.
Yep.
Well, that's another story. All right. So before we get too deep into this, throw your sponsors out there. Who helps get you to the track?
Thankfully glad for my mom and my dad, and especially my grandma and grandpa. Also, County Motor Parts, Hoosier Tires, Auto Power Industries, Steel Plumbing, Lucas Oil, Primp SD Salon, LRJ, Coastal Creative, and Bob Hughes has got me started.
There you go.
Awesome. RJ's Race Cars also.
Yeah, RJ's Race Cars. All right. So how about you, Kennedy? Are they the same, or do you have more different?
The only different one is this one.
Who's that? Go Fast Girls.
Yeah, what? I got some stickers that say that.
So what's Go Fast Girls? What is that?
So it's basically like a shout out to all, like, not just boys can go, like,
fast
and win everything. Girls can still do it too.
Now, do you do a YouTube or do you do a YouTube page? You need to do a YouTube page.
I have a YouTube channel, but I don't use it.
Come on, you need to get off the
stick. Maybe not yet.
Yes.
So, yeah, girls can go fast too.
So Go Fast Girls is local, Encinitas, good people. They're an apparel company, and they only support girls. Yeah, motocross, you name it. If you're going
give
fast,
give them my contact info. Yeah. And I'll do a KUSI, and then we can also do some radio.
Come on,
yep. Put some stickers on your car.
I got stickers, thanks to Kennedy. Yeah. I have two.
But no, seriously, you know, reach out to them and say, hey, you know, let's, and we'll you can do them separate, you know. But I mean, if they want to come down with, we have a lip popping out. Are you thinking about something? You went, like you're going to cry. No, you're not going to do that. No, the reason I was looking at you earlier because you yawned. And when people yawn, it makes me yawn.
Oh, yeah, it's contagious.
It's so contagious.
So I want to know about this Friday night. Please tell me more.
Okay.
What's happening?
So this weekend, Barona Drags, on Friday nights, they do a Friday night street legal night. Right. You can come out there with your Camaro, your minivan, whatever you got. Come out there, run
minivan.
It.
Minivan. Have you seen one?
Sure.
I know you're throwing it out there, have you seen?
Yes, I have.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But there's this weekend, they're doing something kind of special. It's a military type deal. I'm not 100% on the details, but it's a specialty military race. I know there's some Navy guys, some Marine guys coming out. I think they're going to race each other. But it's a big military
shout-out. Let me guess, BaronaDrags.com.
BaronaDrags.com.
I'll bet you they'll have it on there. That's one thing they do well is keep that website up. All right, Chase, we still got 6 minutes. So anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to talk about?
Maybe the achievements.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so currently, I'm not meaning to brag, but I do have 6 Wallys.
God, you're lucky. Are they the same size as the real Wallys?
Hey Chase, how many Wallys does Dad have?
0.
I wasn't even going to ask you because I knew you didn't have any. So are they the same size as the real Wally?
Okay, so there's only one that's the real size. It's the ROC one, which is, it's like winning against all the champions across every track in across the
in our
west
division.
Side.
Division
was that
seven.
The Vegas one?
That's the Vegas one, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been to John Force's place up in Loma Linda?
No, but I've been inside of his semi pretty much.
Well, your heart will stop if you go to Loma Linda because he does a car show right around Christmas, and you guys need to make a road trip and go up. And when you walk into the showroom, because it used to be an Infiniti dealership, it's a sea of Wallys as far as the eye can see. It's enough to stop your heart, my friend. So have you got a Wally yet there, kid?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let's ask your dad again. Hey, have you got a Wally yet?
Oh, Dave.
No.
I feel your pain.
I've been a runner-up more times than I can count.
That's my story, too.
Yeah, she's sticking to it, right?
But it's still fun.
Yeah.
So I want to ask these two junior drivers, what if somebody you knew, someone your age, was considering racing? What would you tell them? So how about a girl? If there's another girl, would you say, don't do it, it's scary, or this is why you should do it?
I would say you can do it. Like I said, just try it. If you don't like it, you can try something else, like doing.
Or maybe go to Barona to go around in circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go out on the dirt track and try that. See if that's something you like.
If you don't want to do it, then you don't have to.
Right, exactly.
But try it first.
Yeah.
We plugged Chase into a dirt car. He said it was a blast.
Did you have a good time?
We took him out of Camp Lockett. Yeah. And, he had a great time.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem with the dirt guys and girls. You want to ride? Yeah, you want to ride? You want to ride? You want to ride? You can get all the rides in the world.
Well, you know, you could go both ways because the Novaks, right, they came from drag.
Right.
Going straight, and now they're doing circles.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do both.
He's more than welcome to do whatever he
likes. So what did you like about circle track? More drive time?
Yeah, that's true. is more time on the go.
I actually kind of liked it because it was like there was a lot of stuff. It was like you were actually like you had to keep your eye out.
Yeah.
I mean, with my car, you have to keep your eye out, or else the thing will go side to side.
Oh, really?
And go all over the racetrack.
What motor do you have in your dragster?
He knows this stuff.
I have a Nick Woods motor. It's a 38 horsepower, one cylinder flathead engine. Okay. It's based off of Briggs & Stratton.
Right. What's your top speed in the eighth?
Okay, so the fastest I've ever gone in the eighth mile is 809 so far.
Yeah.
But right now I'm only allowed to go 890.
Oh. Well, yeah, but yeah. You could go faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's right around 75 miles an hour.
Right.
Holy cow.
But you know, you did a little bit of circle track and you did a little bit, I mean, you've done tons of drag racing. Totally black and white difference between the two racing, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Totally.
Is. Yeah.
Because you could be going slower, you know, in a circle track car and faster in a dragster, but yet this one, the circle track feels like you're going faster, right?
Yeah. Honestly, actually, I feel like the drag racing feels like you're going faster.
Really?
Yes.
Because you are going faster,
well,
right?
Yeah, because I don't think those kids are going 80 miles an hour at Camp Lockett.
No.
Have you been in the dirt yet, Kennedy?
Nope.
I bet she'd be willing to try if it was offered.
Yep. Yeah.
Who do we got to introduce her to? What's her name?
Well, the Baldwins. They're going to be in. Kelly Witzel.
Kelly Witzel.
But the Baldwins, too. Their daughter. She'll be in.
Yeah, Billy offered. Yeah.
Yeah. Said, yep. But she's doing really well.
See?
I think she's in a junior sprint now.
You have to follow your own advice.
Yeah. And try.
And try it.
Yeah.
You never know.
Hey, the one person I got to convince is her mom.
Oh. Yeah. And you're don't push it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got
that's
her
interesting.
On
She'll let
this.
Her drag race, but she's a little bit more nervous about, well,
she
I, you know what?
She's to talk to the other moms. Have her talk to the other moms.
Yeah, you haven't got a prayer. You got to let the mother do it.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Mom, for supporting
what
they're doing.
Do a shout out to your
doing.
Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to my wonderful wife and Danielle Sullivan for letting us do what we do and supporting us.
Tell her next time she's got to be in here because we have to get her on here.
Because
will be a next time.
Thank you guys for having us, man.
You guys are a wonderful
our
family.
And then we'll get you a copy of it. You can put it in your portfolios. Yeah. And
I smiled the whole interview.
I know.
You guys are great.
I did, too. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1.
Yeah.
AM 1170.
The answer.